I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent. And we've got a guest in the house, so we're going to bring the guest straight into the conversation. Please welcome Tadawa Mahalunge. So let's get straight cracking with the podcast. What you got? I'm impressed. You got legal pad.
Yellow legal pad. I'm an organized boy. Jerry Seinfeld only writes blue pen, yellow paper.
Is this why you've done it?
That's why.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm such a virgin.
That's so funny. That's brilliant. So is this? So are these notes you just made for this pod, or is this how you always?
Always do it. So I structure my preview sets. So that's like one piece of paper, otherwise it's back,
so both sides of the paper.
Yeah. I'm going off the back of some jokes from the most recent preview that did not work and it upsets me. And also some jokes that just generally don't work and I kind of want to blow my brains out because I enjoy them very much. And
right.
The worst thing for me is when you write a joke and then you go, this is going to be gold. Those always suck.
Yeah.
Fucking hate it.
Have you got one of those?
I've got a couple. Yeah.
Maybe we could just set the scene about your preview. Is there a particular theme? Is it for Edinburgh this year?
It's for Edinburgh this year. I want. It's very un-British, my personality, but I want titles, bro. I want titles. I want
championship.
Gold. I want championship. I am fucking Ferguson. I want to win things. And so I'm being very, very anal about going after the previews. But like, I've hit that point now. It's like, I've done like 24 last year. So it's like, I'm fucking sick of my own show. And we're not
so this halfway. is your debut?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you're at the point where you've done it a lot.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
cool. And so that's good though, because you've got plenty of stuff that you...
A fair bit. Like, I've got about 20 or so more previews booked in right now. Jeez. For this year.
Bloody, I love it.
Yeah, got to be done. Got to be leaving nothing to chance.
Yeah.
If I don't get what I want, it's racism. Anyway.
And how much have you got material-wise at the moment, time-wise?
Material that I could do to, like, you know, close a curb gig, 30.
Right,
like,
yeah. So you want...
consistent quality, 30.
So you want 50 of that?
I want 50 of that.
Yeah, nice.
Which is what I'm like. But... I've had previews where a half an hour of it, I'm just like, through sheer being a nice person, they're in the room like, all right, keep going.
Right.
You get them one bit, lose them, get them, lose them.
Yeah.
But I've had, the worst one was like, I had one preview where I had like 49 minutes of consistent laughter and it was amazing and it was fucking fireworks and it never happened again. Such a bummer. For some reason, no, there was one Polish lady in her like late 40s and she was fucking amazing. Like, she was the smartest, most giving, but she just liked all the good shit. She was silent for the dumb shit. She was so amazing and she's never been there again.
Oh no, you need to kidnap her.
And she, yeah, I need to. There's a plan. But you know that person who laughs?
She'd love Edinburgh. She'd love Edinburgh.
She would.
it would be costly to take someone up there and pay for their accommodation for the month.
Yeah. That is correct, actually. Yeah. But is it worth it? Is it worth it? How good was she? Was she worth paying double accommodation?
The thing is, yeah. Was. I would gladly put her up.
If she has a few applause breaks in...
Oh, can you imagine? Do you know what? That's the saddest part. Yeah, fuck it. I'll say this. And I had a moment. I was thinking of throwing like £100 out into the audience at the top of the show. Just like a hard flex, like bow. And then I was like, how much would that cost? And I realized that's not that bad, actually. That's like less than
most people. It might be £2,800 across the run in Edinburgh.
And I believe it's cheaper than PR.
Yeah. That's why it says cheaper
but
than PR.
I believe you should have it dangling during the show and you only give it to them if they've been a good audience. Because if you give it to them up the top, they've got their money. Yeah, I think...
What you're suggesting is almost like the free fringe.
And what we're also suggesting afterwards. Is they're all getting a refund instantly. Essentially, that's what you're doing. They've all paid to come in and here's your money back. Just go free fringe,
just
mate.
Free fringe. No, but it's the gimmick. It's the gimmick of it. It's like this guy.
Imagine if you did free fringe and you paid people on the way out. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. Just recruiting 20-year-olds by the fucking dozen.
That's so funny.
All the people that the Pleasants aren't paying.
Maybe this is the new thing. Like when the free fringe like took off, that was a massive big deal. Maybe this is the new model.
Yeah. The Marlange model.
We should set this up, Mark. Breakaway faction.
Right, let's get to the gags. What
joke one.
So this joke is about my old therapist that I got. I'm sorry that I might have to do certain parts of it just to contextualize it.
It's a joke from your therapist.
No, it's a joke about my old therapist.
Yeah.
She was like, so basically I had anxiety growing up a lot. And especially like fear of talking to girls because I had a bad weird shit happen. We're not going to get into all that. This is the worst thing.
Now
about,
everyone's thinking that. We'll
this
cut
is
that.
The
we'll
worst
cut
thing
that.
About
we'll
the
snip
year.
That. We'll snip that.
This is the worst thing about where we are in time now is that if you say bad weird shit happened, people assume you killed three people.
Yeah.
They assume you have bodies. All that happened was I got rejected a lot. And one time I sang to a girl. I saw Bruno Mars's Just The Way You Are.
I was
told that it would just be me and the girl because she was super popular, but 100 people showed up. Yeah, it was not a joke.
But you still went through with the gig.
I still went through with it because a gig is a gig, bro. I'm a fucking pro.
Got to put your time in. Did you do any previews before?
I did 48 reviews.
And he gave her 100 quid.
Which Bruno Mars song
Just
was
The Way You Are.
Oh, that's a lovely song.
I thought that was by Barry White.
Do you know what's terrible? There were so many people there that it was so loud from the murmur. I couldn't. She was stood like as far.
So where
away
was this? Where was this?
This is a stairwell leading up to the science building.
Oh,
yeah. And her friend.
This reminds me of something. Okay, yeah.
Her friend said, "Blah blah blah." She was so like.
Did she know you were going to sing the song?
Yeah.
Was it a cappella?
It was a cappella.
And can you say?
By the way, I had a beautiful voice.
Could you do us a chorus or a verse?
I would rather kill myself.
Because you've got your voice is obviously broken.
Yeah.
Has that been an issue with your voice?
When I was a child, I was the lead soloist for the Cardiff Metropolitan Choir. I was very, very good.
Oh wow! Yeah, there we go.
Apart from that, she said, even if you sing to me, I still won't go out with you. But I didn't hear it.
Tough crowd.
Crazy must I have looked to just start singing up? She said that. Because it was so loud. I couldn't
hear it. And everyone was there.
Yeah.
And so this is the thing that you've been anxious about since.
Yeah, well, because of shit like that.
And what happened? Did you deliver?
This is the thing. I was supposed to get bullied. But the older boys in years above, because I did this in like year 9, the older boys were like, I wouldn't have done that. That took balls.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the boys in my year tried to start bullying me, the older boys stood up for me and it kind of dissipated like that.
Ah, wow.
So like
I feel like this is a movie.
Right?
It's quite a nice story.
I was supposed to have the worst. I was supposed to be, you know, a school shooter. But like it all kind of worked out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So have you ever spoken about that on stage?
I tried the story so many times, but it's just not funny enough.
It's one of those things that it almost sounds made up.
Yeah.
That you'd. But if you could sing now, you could break into it at the end of the show. Because you could talk about, I don't know, yeah, you could use it as like a callback. But if your voice is.
Well, I mean, my voice is fine. It's just not what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's like Ronaldo and for playing for Inter Milan.
Wow, that's who? How? Where did the idea come from?
The girl's friend.
Right.
She was like, "You're a great singer. You should sing to Beth." Basically, that's basically right. What Ella said.
Have I ever told you about the first time I ever kissed a girl at school?
No,
have I ever told you?
I don't
this
think
really
so.
Reminds me. I was terrible.
Yeah.
And as in not kissing, but I didn't know. I'd never done it before. And did this happen at your school? It sounds like it did with you, with all the kids found out something's going to happen, so they all turn up.
Yeah.
But this girl from my class, who's like, was considered like fit compared to, like, I had zero action at all in that sense. Everyone said, "Oh yeah, she really likes you." It's like, what? We've never spoken. Like, literally never spoken. But, and then we arranged that the first kiss, like, still hadn't spoken to her.
That's
first
hilarious.
Kiss was going to be in one of the classrooms on the break.
That's hilarious.
And I was so scared. And when I turned up, everyone was there.
Oh,
literally, everyone was there to watch my first kiss. And then it was in the winter. I had a jacket on. I remember the jacket. It was an Adidas jacket, right? And I was so shy and nervous. What do you call these bits that at the top of the zip and then the flaps?
Top of the zip. I don't know where this is going.
No. Not the jeans. The jacket.
I've got some genuine safeguarding issues surrounding this story, Mark.
So no, there's nothing. No. It's just embarrassing for me. So I sort of shunk my head down because I was so shy, hit like this. But so that the collar. So the collar's there, and then when we kissed, some of the collar was in the way, and
it was
everyone just looking.
Yeah, it was.
I can see why you're a comic. Like, the beginning of it.
You know what? I haven't really thought back about that, but that was horrendous.
Yeah. Some unprocessed trauma.
I think I must have been. I would have been year 8.
Yeah.
At
my
school.
First kiss was when I was 19. I was at a house party.
My second was 19.
Your
first kiss was at 19?
Yeah, first kiss was at 19.
Oh,
it was a house party. I took coke for the first time.
That's quite funny how I just made the joke that it was 19, but that actually was yours. Yeah. So I feel really bad now.
You were kidding. Oh, I'm going to kill myself.
about that coke.
First of three times. It's just not my drug, bro. We had it, and I don't know how this ended up happening, but I was in a room. I remember the door was locked, and the girl went to kiss me, and then she looked at me, and then she looked over at the bed, and she looked back at me, and I was like, I think I'm going to go find my friends. I had to unlock a door to not lose my virginity that night.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. So we haven't even done your first joke yet.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Sorry, we get sidetracked, but we're trying to actively be more streamlined. So
this
what's the first
joke?
We're halfway through.
I had a therapist, and because all I would do is just, whenever a girl was remotely nice to me, I just fall in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was fucking pathetic. And so
we've all been there, mate.
I got a therapist, and then I fell in love with my therapist. And she was like 42, and I was like 21, I think, at the time.
Right.
Yeah, this is when I stopped my first job. This was my second job. The one at the hedge fund.
Mm.
Yeah, so like, it's hard to argue you don't have mummy issues at that point. Like, when you're in love with your fucking 42-year-old therapist. And she wasn't like a sexy porn therapist. Like, this was an old lady. Which, like, gets a reaction from the middle-aged women in the room.
Oh, what happens? What's the reaction?
It gets a reaction from the middle-aged women in the room.
In what way? What's the reaction?
When I say 42 is old.
He's an old lady.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an unnecessary thing. But yeah. So, but then there's funny stuff in the middle. And then the part that is not working is, what's it called? It's hard. A therapist is a hard person to fuck. Like, you got to be slick with your words. Because, like,
right.
They can see through you. Like a fucking therapist.
They know everything. They
know exactly what you're going for. It's like, I thought, like, week after week, she'd be like, "So, Tad, how do you feel?" And I'd be like, "Well, sometimes I feel like I give women too many orgasms."
I get it.
How does that make you feel? Uncomfortable, it turns out.
How does that go? Does that work?
That part works.
Yeah,
the part
cool.
that stops working.
I would have been surprised if it didn't.
The Google Doc for this because I kind of unlearned it.
Right, here we are. We're at the point.
Only physical contact. Yeah. The only physical contact we ever had is like she'd shake my hand at the start of each session. And after I after I'd leave the session, it would take all of my power to not just sit by the bin sniffing my hand until the perfume wore off. Like, I went in with anxiety. I left with a fetish, basically. Right.
Yeah.
It was like £80 a week I was paying for this. It was the most expensive OnlyFans subscription I'd ever had in all my days. Also, the thing that therapist did that turned me on the most is that she wouldn't touch me. Like, it was like we were edging. You know what I mean? It was like really hot. It was like foreplay.
What's edging mean?
Edging. Oh, no. That's like...
It's everything but, isn't it?
No. Taking you to the point of orgasm, but never letting you come. So that, and you do that like for an hour or two.
I learned so much from this podcast. What did we learn the other day? Someone told us all the different... Joe, yeah. Anyway,
You just turn me on and then loose me on society like a rabid dog. Like, now, when I see a man masturbating on the underground, a woman will go, he needs therapy. I'm like, he's just been.
That's a good line, right?
But that never got a laugh.
Well, that's quite a long bit. None of that works, that's quite a long bit to get to that laugh.
That's the thing.
Can you not streamline that?
I took parts out to try and get to the, he's already been part.
Yeah, that's the end of that routine, right?
Well, the end of the routine...
you don't have to tell us yet. If you don't want to give it away, it's up to you.
No, it's fine. It's that the end of the routine is I have a new therapist now, Dave. I don't know, there's just something about him. He just...
yeah, okay.
I like him when he listens.
And that works.
That works. What doesn't work, again, is I would text my therapist for a while after I stopped seeing her. And it was like, you know, cute shit. You'd send an ex-girlfriend like, if you don't pick up the phone, I'll kill myself. You know, cute shit like
that. That didn't work. That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
That's just that's just saying you kill yourself on stage. It's people just, sometimes people don't like that.
I don't know why.
But we get where in the set show does this come? If it's early.
This is like a fucking 20 minutes in. I think I do the club 20 at the top. And
right.
Then I go into this.
I
was going to say, is it potentially that there's a sort of a gear shift that from the club stuff to something more personal that maybe...
If this is the bit that goes into...
Well, I think the club stuff is fairly personal.
As well, yeah.
I really don't withhold.
Yeah. So you said quite a few things in a row there.
Yeah.
Do you rush it because you're not confident in it now?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's another thing.
Because there was lots of points I was thinking, like the OnlyFans thing. There's definitely something in this is the worst OnlyFans. Like because the fact that you're paying £80 and how much do you pay for your OnlyFans?
I pay $9.99 a month. That's OnlyFans.
That's just my personal
just
one. I just send him some texts every so often. And he's got to set up a standing order. And two. What's the next one?
Okay, so this one's a little...
I think we solved that. Job done. Well done, everyone.
No, but I think with that last one...
Mate, you are nominated. No questions asked now.
I think with that last one, it's that sort of, I reckon, pick your points. Maybe don't just cram too much in that section. And I'd say pick one point, try it in that section.
Yeah.
And then I reckon... And if it doesn't work, do the try a different
bit. And it's also a really good point. If you don't have enough confidence in a piece... You don't sell it with the conviction, and then the audience almost smell that lack of conviction in yourself.
I think trying to find a way to, first thing I think is go from the bit that works into that final line. See if you can literally just set that up in one line about you, about her, you being all het up when you leave.
Yeah.
And then, maybe just get that nailed. Yeah. And then once that's working, then maybe try and sneak the other bits in, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a good. It just feels like a very satisfying. No, he's just been.
He's just been.
Really.
That's what I like. That was one of those where I was on the DLR from Stratford to Stratford International, and there was just that hit of like, you know, when you after a gig 10:30, bang, you come up with a line while you're writing. You're like,
yeah.
Fuck yes.
That's one of those. How
was the line this good while I'm drunk?
So with that line of the no, he's just been.
Yeah. Hmm.
If that doesn't work, do you think maybe it's because it's straight off, literally straight off the back of the setup, so that the audience almost know? No, I disagree with what I was going to say then. I think that should work. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think that would work.
I think we should number two.
And two.
And two.
So funny because I haven't quite nailed the streamline. I did it too early a minute ago. Yeah, that's okay. And two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So this is a shorty one. So my girlfriend, she has ADHD, which is great because she's smart. Two reasons. So like basically, she'll tell me a story, and then she'll forget she told me the story, and then she'll tell me the same story again. I don't know if you're like me, and you, whenever you have a conversation with someone, you're like, oh, I wish I said that. I wish I said that. Mm. I get two goes. And so she's always like, oh, you're so funny. I'm like, oh, this has been edited heavily. And she just doesn't know.
So you can, oh, wow, so how's that going? There's a bit.
Not what,
the concept. No, the concept's there.
Is there. But you need some kind of a punch there. I just can't think of one.
Yeah. Have you got actual examples of?
Well, I don't have an example of like a story, but the next joke might be useful in that regard. In that, like, so one time, my girlfriend is, this is very, very early on, so it's like a joke about how like early on in the relationship you can't call each other out on your shit because you're still a stranger, you know.
Yeah.
So she was over mine, she was looking for her earrings. She was over mine and she was looking for her earrings and she was rooting around under the bed and she was like, is that a fleshlight? And then
a fleshlight.
I'll explain to Mark what that is.
Yeah. Oh, I do know what it is. Oh, you do. Yeah, I looked in your drawer earlier.
For those of you who don't know what a fleshlight is, paid advert time. I really want to be known as the fleshlight comedian.
We need to say what it is, don't we? Because otherwise,
it's a vagina in a cup.
Yeah, it's like a dildo, but for men.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, men can use dildos, so yeah. You can't. That's but not a dildo for men.
Ostensibly, it's torch shaped.
Torch shape,
yeah.
And you stick your thing in,
yeah,
and it sorts it out. Apparently,
it sorts it.
Does the business? Is that the best way to?
You'll be edging like a good'un, Mark.
Use promo code jokes with Mark.
Believe me, these things are so good, you'll be unable to edge. Quite frankly, you're one edgeless. And done.
Have you used one, Danny?
No.
You have? No. I'm intrigued.
I have had several, but that's neither here nor there. They're great, and I make enough to buy what I want.
Number three.
Okay.
And three.
This one is about my grandparents.
Oh, God.
So, I love them a lot, blah, 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 blah. So, one thing, so because they're like, you know, very, very traditional, and they want me to get married, I do a joke about that. And then, so I had a dry spell for about 22 years, and they weren't fans of that. And so one thing my grandmother would do, and this is not a joke, she would she'd pray for me to get laid. Like in front of people, and because we have family prayers, you know. Which
how did they know you hadn't been laid?
They just knew, okay. Just fucking knew. Yeah. They just smelt it on me. They just, not this guy. There's a time when my walk changed. I had a bit more swag. Like
that is quite funny. If you're doing it, and maybe you're saying, "How do you even know?" And then you went, "We know. We know." It's obvious.
Maybe I should put that in. But yeah, what's it? So one time, my grandmother, I think I was like 21 or 22, and we were praying, and she was like, please, Jesus, help him to find a woman, any woman. And that was the punchline for me, was her going,
any woman.
Any fucking woman. Yeah. That never gets a laugh. And then she goes, I don't care if she is white or brown or Hindu, Chinese, I do not care. So I'm so bad at getting laid that my nan is no longer racist.
Oh, that's nice. Does that work?
That worked at Monday Club. And it worked at another, I think it worked at Camden as well.
Yeah.
A very comedy literate crowd.
So that's coming from you haven't spoken about her at all before. So
I talk about her being racist earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, to me, that should, that's that what should I was going to say, is that I felt like that needed something before. Like, is there a way to sort of put across, I think this is how we cure racism?
Or, that was the thing I said.
So
I did two versions of the tag. One tag was like, if you want your parents to stop voting UKIP, just hold out.
Right. There we go. Well, that is the end of the episode. You can come back. We're streamlining.
If you keep saying streamlining, it's not the same as streamlining, is it?
But the trouble is, the more I say streamlining, the less streamlining we're doing.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming in. Is there anything you want to tell people about? So when you're in Edinburgh, come see you in Edinburgh.
When would this even go out?
Your guess is as good as ours, mate.
In the next month, I'd say.
Well, if it goes out in January, which it probably won't, I'm doing a Vault Festival, which happens in Waterloo in London, if you exist in London.
Yeah.
I'm there on the 27th, 28th and 29th of January.
Excellent.
If you exist in Leicester, I'm there on February 19th doing the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Yes.
I'm back at Vault Festival for February 28th.
Long
and,
festival.
The 1st of March. And I'll be doing Glasgow International Comedy Festival on the 21st and 22nd of March.
Excellent. Yeah. I've heard it's hard to break into the Vault Festival.
Oh, God damn.
Yes, and you find tickets on your social media.
On my social media, Tadua Malunga, however you want to say it.
I'm exhausted.
We're going on tour, back on tour, yeah. Second leg of the tour, from beginning of May through to July. So tickets available, marksimmons.co.uk or on my social media, at Jokes with Mark. And follow Danny at...
Danny Ward Comedian.
There we go. Thank you very much, everybody. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. Hashtag Awooga, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.